You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Election night special coverage starts at 6 tonight from NPR and CPR, and we'll be with you live tomorrow morning on Colorado Matters with results and reaction. For this half hour, though, a little respite from election coverage. So it says something about how much Coloradans love the outdoors that when they agreed to create a lottery, they insisted the bulk of the money go to protecting open space. Over the years, that's included everything from ball fields to nature trails to wildlife habitat. Well, the noted Colorado nature photographer John Fielder has trained his lens on some of these places and put together two new books, one of pure photography, the other of a guide to finding these lottery lands. And John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Well, you spent 2 years photographing lands that lottery money has helped to protect. This is through an entity called Great Outdoors Colorado, GOCO, which you helped found. And let me ask if there's one place you feel a particular kinship to that you knew you were going to include.
That's a tough one, too, and not a fair question because I'm an egalitarian. And that's the beauty of Great Outdoors Colorado and lottery profits in general, that it accrues to every county, each of 64 counties, and pretty much every town and every city benefits too. But with that said, one of the beneficiaries is ranches. Lottery profits purchase the development rights from farmers and ranchers who have land with conservation value all over the state to help them ensure that their ranch gets passed on to future generations and it never gets developed. So that was a treat. But to go to the Eastern Plains and to see communities like Kit Carson and Eads and Fort Morgan and Sterling that sometimes don't have enough money to even build playgrounds in their communities, and to see these playgrounds that are there for everyone, I think is the most remarkable thing about Great Outdoors Colorado.
Let me go back to the ranches you mentioned. I'm looking at this gorgeous photo of the Gaffney Ranch. This is in Teller County?
Yeah, Gaffney Ranch, exactly on Four Mile Creek.
The ranch is, I would say, pretty simple. It's got this really beautifully rough-hewn wood on the outside of the ranch house and then an adjacent corral. This is a ranch, I guess, that won't be developed, won't become some housing development or something because of the money that's gone to protect it. Is that right?
That's exactly right. In fact, what happens is land trusts actually acquire the rancher's right to develop that ranch, to subdivide it into ranchettes, to build condos. And the rancher, in most cases, is paid. And that's money in the bank for operations. It's money in the bank to pay estate taxes when mom and dad die on the ranch so that parts of the ranch or the whole ranch doesn't have to be sold off to pay estate taxes. So it's a beautiful thing.
What did you like about the Gaffney Ranch? Why did you include it?
There's a number of ranches actually along Four Mile Creek and South Park and connecting private lands like ranches with public lands like national forest and state parks and county open spaces is the ticket, not just for more recreation for people, but to provide habitat for migratory creatures like elk and deer.
How about a place you photographed that you weren't really aware of?
Red Mountain Open Space and Prairie Soapstone Open Space, owned and managed respectively by Larimer County and the other by the city of Fort Collins, are these remarkable multi-thousand acre open spaces with red sandstone rock walls and canyons just within 35 minutes of driving distance from a populated place, Fort Collins.
I'm looking at a black and white image. It's one of the few black and white images in the new book, and it's Parkfield Lake Park in Denver County. I've been in Denver now for, 7 years, I think. I don't know where this is, Parkfield Lake Park. This is an easy one for city folk to get to, I gather.
It's exactly. It's at the old Stapleton Airport, and it's evidence of the remarkable 100-year history of the city and county of Denver and their efforts to build parks, to build trails, to protect recreational opportunities for the citizens of Denver and elsewhere. And that includes the 100-year-old system of Denver Mountain Parks, which is Winter Park Ski Area, and Daniels Park out south, and Buffalo Herd Overlook in Genesee Park, and Red Rocks Park. In fact, that's my current project right now, is photographing the 100-year history of Denver Mountain Parks. And what a great history of mayors who have supported park creation.
What was the most remote place you took a photograph of for this Great Outdoors Colorado project?
They were all remote once I got away from the Front Range, as I mentioned, going out to the Eastern Plains. I did a kind of photography I called drive-by shooting. There were so many little towns with little parks and open spaces and ranches in the middle of nowhere that I had to move quickly. So I would steer with my knees, the Starbucks effect, I think they call that, roll my window down, drive at 20 miles an hour, and try to get a fast snapshot of all of these little parks in these remote eastern Colorado communities. But I was in the middle of nowhere pretty much everywhere in southwestern Colorado. There's a couple of state parks that required, 15, 20 miles of four-wheeling to get to them. So remote was the name of the game, and I drove 35,000 miles in 18 months to do this project.
What would you say to people who don't think the state ought to be in the lottery business? You know, these are beautiful places for sure, but that the trade-off is an institution that can fuel gambling addiction, preys on the poor. How do you respond to those kinds of concerns?
Two answers. First, I'm not a big fan of gambling philosophically either, but Mother Nature doesn't know where the money's coming from and really doesn't care. And with 5 million people here now and another 3 million on the way in the next 3 to 4 decades, we need to keep protecting parks and trails and open spaces and building more of the same. If we don't, imagine what the quality of life in these places is going to be like. And then I believe in this thing I call the trickle-down effect. And it says when you protect blue sky, clean air, clean water, open space, parks, trails, wilderness areas, that we end up creating a sustainable economy. So for me, Ryan, economy equals ecology, and the two are symbiotic.
There are some photographs here of not just the land, but of the animals on that land. I'm thinking in southern Colorado, your shot of bison in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. This is on the Medina Zapata Ranch in Alamosa County.
That is one of the great portions of a total protection package on the planet. The Sangre de Cristo Mountains run 200 miles from Salida, Colorado to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And just a few years ago, we created the Great Sand Dunes National Park out of that monument. But it wasn't just protecting the Great Sand Dunes. It turned out to be a 140,000-acre protection package, including the old Medina Zapata Ranch, which is, in fact, owned and operated by the Nature Conservancy. It's 90,000 acres, and they have reinstalled 1,600 bison doing their thing, defecating, urinating, disturbing the soil with their hooves, which is what allows prairie grasses to grow up fecund and fertile year after year, just like forest fire is what renews and keeps our forests healthy. So, again, this is all about connectivity, and the Medina Zapata Ranch connects with so many other places, private lands and public, to do what I said in the beginning, and that is protect bigger landscapes than smaller, to promote biodiversity. And biodiversity means that we humans will be around a lot longer.
John, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Photographer John Fielder has put together two new books about Colorado's lottery-funded parks, trails, wildlife areas, and open spaces. One is a book of photography, the other a guide to these places, both titled Colorado's Great Outdoors. The photos we talked about, including bison hustling across that ranch in Alamosa County, are at cpr.org. Another way to see some of these images is along with music. Fielder has put together a slideshow and chosen classical music that the Longmont Symphony Orchestra will perform live this Saturday evening at Skyline High School.